Winning. The Ultimate Business How-To Book. Authors, Jack Welsh and Susie Welsh. It used to be said that it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. That old saying might be fine to coach a soccer team, but in today's dynamic working environment, it's all about winning. With that said, companies and individuals must focus on the mechanisms of winning if they want to survive. Winning can be divided to four categories to be looked into: your business philosophy, your company, your competition, your career. The business philosophy. The business philosophy is about mission and values, candor, differentiation, and voice and dignity. It is the aspect of work that covers all you do in business. Mission and values. The mission must answer the question, how do we intend to win in this business? A mission is not meant to be an abstract idea that sounds like a winning statement, but rather, it is defining and forces companies to make choices about people, investments, and other resources. Values are the beliefs and actions that are followed to make the mission come true. Candor. Frankness and openness simply make everything operate faster and better. However, we lack candor in business mainly because our human nature is programmed to cater to social niceties. Candor opens up conversation, which in turn brings up ideas from the different, unique minds of each individual. Despite the advantages, people just don't speak their minds so easily or even at all. Who wants to speak their mind's truth, which could cause hurt, sadness, or resentment? But it doesn't have to be like that. The closer you are to the top, the better you are able to install candor into your system of work. Differentiation. A conversational issue. Differentiation is setting the record straight about your products and people and how much time, effort, and money should be allocated to them. Products. Winning leaders use differentiation by allocating the resources. They manage their people as well as the business. Investments must be made where the payback is highest. Each company has to set their definition of a strong product and according to that, invest in it. Voice and dignity. If there's one thing that can be considered universal, it's that employees want and need to be heard and respected. Your company. Your company is about leadership, hiring, firing, people management, and crisis management. Leadership. When a person is selected as a leader, it's because others can see that he can produce short and long-term results. Leaders make the mission and vision crystal clear. They use candor to establish trust. Hiring. If anything can take precedence in winning, it's hiring the right people. At the onset of hiring, check your potential candidates for these three qualities: integrity, intelligence, maturity. If the candidates pass the first part, start thinking of hiring people who have positive energy, have the ability to energize others, have the edge in decision-making, have the ability to execute, have passion. When you're looking to hire top officials, you need to add another four traits to the previous traits that should apply to all employees. The four traits are authenticity, forevision, openness to opinions, resilience. People management. Even though people don't prefer the inevitable changes in businesses, these changes can be managed by following these four practices. 1. People have to understand why the change is necessary and where is it taking place. 2. Hire those that champion change and know how to go about it. 3. Search for the resistors of change and remove them. 4. Use all opportunities to your advantage. The competition. The competition is about strategy, budgeting, growth, mergers and acquisitions, and Six Sigma. Strategy. Every company must come up with a strategy, but one that doesn't go through ceremonial pomp and circumstances. Strategies can be made by following three main steps. 1. Finding a way to gain a competitive edge. 2. Putting the right people in the right place. 3. Make the best out of copying and continuously improving. Six Sigma. As a quality improvement program, Six Sigma allows companies to improve operational efficiency, raise productivity, and lower costs. Alongside of this, it also builds better leaders, and it does all this by reducing wastes and inefficiencies that disrupt customer satisfaction. Your career. Your career is about finding the right job, getting promoted, dealing with hard spots and balancing work with your personal life. The right job is nearly like having a full-time hobby. It enriches you, satisfies you, and you enjoy it, just as the wrong job will drain you and leave you just short of being miserable. Finding the right job takes patience and can be a period of trial and error, till you land the job that fits you best. Getting promoted. Promotions can depend on luck that can play both ways. Either you're in the right place at the right time, or a standstill of promotion could be due to bad timing. Still, there is more you can do that is within your control, rather than out of your control. Don't let official boundaries prevent you from delivering exceptional performances. Don't let missed promotions get the better of you by turning you into a complainer and turning the lost event into office-breaking news. Gain a lot of support and friendships from your subordinates. Ask and take advice from the mentors. Be the positive spark in your company. Bosses. Bosses come in all shapes and sizes, not to mention with different mentalities and methods of leadership. Problems can arise in your career when you get stuck with a boss who makes your life a living hell. If debating how to handle a difficult boss, you should debate within yourself three questions. 1. Why is my boss acting the way they are? The question should lead back to you and your own attitudes and performance. If you conclude that you are not up to par at your work, then it's time to reevaluate your ways and do more of what is expected of you. 2. What's the end game of my boss? Bosses that don't apply pleasant values, but achieve good results, are kept in companies for quite a long period. Analyze the situation and see if sticking around till a new boss comes around is worth it. 3. What will happen if I deliver results and endure my bad boss? If you feel your results are appreciated, then that might keep you hanging around. If not, you will have to make a judgment call and weigh your choices. Work-life balance. Work-life balance is a swap, a deal you've made with yourself about what you keep and what you give up. Whether you choose to make your career your number one priority, or your family, or your social life, one of them will not be getting your full attention all the time, but it's a totally personal decision. But bosses have a role in this human-sided issue. Good bosses make your job so enriching that your office will be your home away from home. Bosses can accommodate to your home situation and help in the balancing act. Bosses will put aside those individuals that make public complaints about their home and work balance situation. Bosses believe that organizing your life with your work is your problem. To be a winner, one must look at all aspects of a company, beginning with culture values of candor to creating an appropriate balance in your life and everything else in between. Winning is gearing your mind into a must-get-it-done mode. Winning is great, not good, great.